Patrick. And I forgot the other one.
It's nice that you've got that many nearby.
Yeah, well, they are. Everybody in Georgia's young and unable to go.
Are they well stocked?
Yeah, and they just keep putting more. My son was in a club down here, and I forgot how many thousand that they turned, fingerlings they call it, you know, turned them loose in Watauga Lake. They'd been not wanting them to put bass in there. Well, they had people, everybody caught bass in there, big bass, and the state claimed they wouldn't live. And they took it up, this club did, and they finally let them put the bass in there, and I forgot how many thousand they took and put them in.
Did they live?
They've done that this summer now, and they will live. You know, unless a big fish eats them. Now, the big fish eats a lot of them.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. If you put something, if you fill up an ice tray, you want it to what?
Freeze in cubes.
Okay, and if it gets, you know, colder tonight, you might say that the pond might
freeze solid.
Okay, and yesterday it's going to freeze, but yesterday the pond, if it did the same thing, so yesterday it freezes, but yesterday it
I said I don't know, but I can't.
No, just the another form of the same word. If you're trying to show that something happened before, you say today it freezes, yesterday it
just rolls around the edges.
Right, okay, you got it. And many times it has in the past. And many times the lake is in the past, if it does this.
I don't know. You see, I don't never go over there in the wintertime. I'm used to when my husband's living. We went over there and watched him build it. He left to watch him work, and he was disabled. And we'd go over there in the evening and watch him work. You know, he left to go. And he said to me, he said, Mom, he said, if I live, the day they close this thing down to catch the water, he said, I'll be here. Well, we was. We seen it shut. And then he said, now, if I live till first time it opens to fish, said I'll be here. And we went up there to Greg's store and camped out that night for him to fish next morning. Mm-hmm. And everybody enjoys that awful good. It's sight on earth that the people comes to the lakes. And then we have a mountain over here, Calderon Mountain. I guess you hear tell that.
Yeah.
Now you talk about people that goes to hit. It sucks. But that's the prettiest place I've ever been in my life.
Are there a lot of in this area?
Mm-hmm. Well, now this woman that's coming right now, her son-in-law's a and that's the only it is in this country, but that is Mr. over on the lake.
I just remembered that there's a place in North Carolina, it's a very old cemetery, but you have to take a path several miles, what they call it, graveyard. It's just, you know, ancient, very old.
I don't know where it's at.
But using the word freeze, just in a sense, you might say, many times the lake has
frozen.
Okay. And what would you call this room that we're in now?
Living room.
And I know that in some houses that are just very, very large with lots of rooms, you have several.
Not right close around here. They're making one right out here right now, but they're not right close around here.
But if you have a large house, say a mansion, sometimes they'll have a special room where people just sit and talk.
I guess they call that a den. I don't have
right. And let's see.